In today's episode, we're going to be talking about HIIT, in other words, high intensity training and intermittent fasting. Let's get into it. All right, let's start it off with high intensity training. Some people mistake high intensity training for traditional cardio, but in reality, it's actually a super high intensity, thus being the name high intensity training workout that you do that has this afterburn effect, which keeps you in a continuous caloric burning state even when you're done with your workout. So when you do traditional cardio, your body stops burning calories the moment you step off of that treadmill and the moment you stop jogging. That's just how traditional cardio works. But when you come into high intensity training, your blood pumps continuously the more you do it. The faster your blood pumps, the faster your heart pumps. So when you stop the workout, your body is still working, therefore still burning calories, therefore being the afterburn effect. So if you're looking to lose fat or burn a lot of calories, I highly recommend doing high intensity training. This is spoken off of experience. It's going to take longer to burn a certain amount of calories doing traditional cardio, in my personal experience, compared to doing high intensity training maybe two to three times a week. Also, you don't want to overdo high intensity training because you can overwork your body and it can actually have detrimental effects on it. So you want to do this maybe 2 to 3 times a week. Keep it, you know, around that range and you should see a good difference, right? Now, segueing over to intermittent fasting, if you combine both of these together and your goal is to, you know, burn a lot of calories and lose potential fat that you may have right now, intermittent fasting works like this. You're not starving yourself when you do intermittent fasting. What you're doing is you're shifting your body's, I'm going to simplify it as much as I can. You're shifting your body's perspective of fat burn away from the food that's in your stomach towards the fat that's in your body as fuel. Your body transitions when you get, say you're doing a 16-hour fast. It's called a 16-8 method, right? You fast for 16 hours, and then you eat for the 8-hour window that you have. In those 16 hours with no food in your system, your body naturally transitions to using fat storage as energy rather than the food, aka the carbohydrates, as energy. So therefore, your body relies on your fat for energy to burn the fat and to lose a bunch of calories. So if you combine this with high intensity training, you have yourself an unbeatable formula for fat burn. Try both of these out together. Specifically start with a 16-8 because, you know, that's what people start with usually. High intensity training, you could do, you know, sprint, stop, and walk. Sprint, walk, sprint, walk. And do that on and off, that could be considered high intensity. Or you could do another example, battle ropes. Like I said earlier, battle ropes. So you get the ropes and you do them 15 seconds on or 30 seconds on, and then, you know, 15 seconds off or 30 seconds off, whatever you prefer, whatever is good for you. Don't overwork yourself again. Do it 2 to 3 times a week. And then when you do this, also be in a fasted state. Because as I said, when you're in a fasted state and you work out, your body transitions from using carbs and your food that's in your system as energy to fat storage as energy, therefore burning multiple amounts of calories compared to, you know, vice versa. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with your friends and family, and I will see you on the next one.